I think I've been on before, so but I'm Ari Cohen. I'm a lead program manager on the Avalon team.
Yep.
I have a kind of a wide range of random things that I do. I own our release management for Avalon. So, okay. Hey, how do we get, kind of running our daily war processes and war team and figuring out how do we get the bits ready to ship?
Yeah.
As well as kind of a lot of our community engagement stuff. So a lot of the demos that you've seen come from the demo team that I work with a bunch, as well as, I'm responsible for trying to help make sure that we early adopters get stuff. So getting CTP bits out there. Along with that, I'm also one of the track owners for the PDC. Awesome. This time around.
Now it's been three or four months since I've talked to anybody on the Avalon team.
Yeah.
So what's happened in the last 3 months?
Well, I think actually
give me a state of Avalon.
Okay, right? So I think that
you can be like President Bush and give us the state of Avalon.
and only here
as
can like
July.
Be the undersecretary of the department of whatever in the state of Avalon. I guess I think the last time we talked, we were going into Sweet 16 weekend in March, and I find it amusing that I gave my predictions for the championship game, which, by the way, were right. I picked the wrong winner, but I did get the two final teams right. And I find it amusing that four or five people have come up to me at the gym, at the pro club, commenting, I saw you on Channel 9, you were talking about basketball. So
yeah.
Just for amusement value. At that point, I guess we were in March, we had just, we were about to release a CTP, or we had just released the March Avalon and Indigo CTP, which was the first CTP of the WinFX components together. Since then, we've released the Beta 1 release candidate bits in May, end of May, that worked on Visual Studio Beta 2 and on the .NET Framework Beta 2.
Yeah.
And I don't know when this is going to go live. Yesterday, we signed off gold on our Beta 1 bits.
Wow.
So we signed off that there's not a whole lot of changes between the Beta 1 RC and Beta 1. Really, the big work there was making sure it works really smoothly on Longhorn Beta 1.
Okay.
So we signed off. The Avalon team actually owns a variety of different things. It owns the doing the distribution of kind of the WinFX components and all the managed API, as well as we're responsible for some features in Longhorn as well, like the window manager and that. So kind of the nice glass effect that people will see as Longhorn Beta 1 goes out. And I think that you guys have done some talks on that with Cam and that on our team.
Yeah.
All of that stuff, making sure that all that works really well together, that's been the big stuff.
Now, are you going to do anything for the PDC, a special build, or is this the build that we'll have at the PDC?
PDC this build
is about 8 weeks from now.
PDC is 8 weeks from now, which is scaring the heck out of me.
Yeah.
We will have this build as the latest and greatest stable beta that's available that works across all the builds that people have, XP, Longhorn, all that fun stuff. We will make a newer build available at PDC as well. So we're going to try to get... We actually just branched for that and produced our first build there yesterday.
Yeah.
We're going to drive that up to get it to the level of quality we like for a CTP and make sure, for example, all of our session demos and all that work on it. But that one brings in a couple long-awaited features that we've talked about in the past, things like image effects.
Yeah.
Some increased work on the animation side and that. And really, we're looking at PDC for us is a stepping stone to Beta 2. It's actually, we don't have a huge amount more work to do after the PDC build for Beta 2, mainly just doing, we've turned the corner. We turned the corner a while ago. The number of new features you're going to see coming into Avalon drops dramatically. The number of new
And that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I mean, it's the number right now. It's how do we get it ready to ship, right? How do you know? We're actively working on a lot of perf items, really making sure that we've got the right scenarios for that, nailing that, making sure that we have a good globalized build so that we can give localized builds out. Not sure whether we're starting to produce them internally. We haven't actually done all the localization, so it's a bunch of gibberish right now, but we've proven we can do it all the way through. we want to be able, we know with beta 2 that we'll get it out in other languages other than just English.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. And just all the, you know, the fine tuning that you have to do towards the end of just getting this puppy ready to ship.
Do you have a rough timeline of when Avalon's going to be released? Have they talked publicly yet?
The date we're aiming at is the same date that, I mean, I think everybody else that's part of Longhorn and Windows is aiming at, next summer. I think that the date that we've talked about is, hey, let's get it out there.
All right, that leads into my question, because I'm going to play the skeptical.
Okay.
If I was outside of Microsoft right now, I probably would have been.
Which is why you're wearing the badge that way, because you forgot your badge.
I forgot my badge, so I'll act like a non-Microsoft employee.
Okay.
I would have ignored it. I'll be honest. I would have ignored Avalon until now, because it's just, you know, a long ways away from shipping. But now it's a year away. Okay, now I can start planning on maybe doing a project on it, or, you know, start thinking about why I would use Avalon when it gets released. How frozen is it? In other words, if I start playing with the beta 1 bits that are coming out in a little while, how much will change between now and release date?
So the churn is a lot less than it has been. We've had some real dedicated folks, I think folks that are up on Channel 9, that have been downloading the CTPs. We had one in November, we had one in March, we had one in May. Realistically, I've seen folks that have some big apps on top of it, folks like Mobiform that does a kind of a visual editor for it, things like that. They've been able to get builds out pretty darn quick. So the churn is going down tremendously. Realistically, after the PDC, we think we're pretty much feature complete. We will be making changes, I can guarantee that, but realistically we're going to be making changes only right now based on customer feedback. In fact, we had somebody just knock on the door asking about DCRs.
What's a DCR?
DCR is a design change request.
Okay.
Which is basically, at this point, we don't let people kind of do features on their own.
Yeah.
Every feature, any feature work that you want to do has to be pre-approved before you start it, approved by everybody before it's ready to go in, and when it comes in, it needs to come in at the right level of quality. We no longer can bring some things up and then, we'll catch up later, right?
Yeah.
So for us, we're at the point where anything that's going in at this point is a DCR.
Yeah.
And really, the only ones we're looking at is ones that we've gotten large amounts of feedback from customers and early adopters and say, hey, this is something that we need, this final area just flushed out, it'll make it this much better.
Yeah.
And that's really the only stuff that we're still looking at kind of nailing at this point.
Yeah.
If
I was actually an outsider, that would tell me a lot about the kind of feedback you want to see at this point. You don't want, you know, wild-haired new feature ideas. You want real feedback on what you guys have shipped, like, hey, this just isn't working for me, or if you put just a little bit more into it, then
I want people to really, I mean, with beta 1, it's a big step for, we noticed a tremendous amount of increase both in our news groups, in our in the download numbers, when we called something a beta 1 release candidate.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it becomes a lot more real. Like you were saying, why should I have listened to it before?
Yeah.
Now, we've got amazing feedback before as well. I mean, it's amazing how much people are willing to jump on the latest and greatest bits that we've got. Beta 1, there is some churn from Beta 1 moving forward, but it's, realistically, I want two pieces of feedback. I want people to start really doing their proof of concept stuff, start playing around with it. If it doesn't meet your needs and you think it really should be, hey, let us know, because we can definitely still fix some of that. And if not, we need to make sure that it's a conscious decision that we're not fixing it, as opposed to an unconscious decision that, oops, it's been out there for 6 months, and now we find out that if we would have done that 1 week's worth of work, it would have solved your problems.
Yeah.
I still want to hear the harebrained idea out from left field of how you think it can become much better, because the other thing that gets kickstarted here real soon is, we got to start planning for the next version.
Yeah.
So as we look into, hey, there are certain scenarios that you'll be able to do, but aren't going to be as pretty as we'd like them to be.
Yeah.
that's fine. That's the way shipping goes. But I want to know what's the scenarios that you're trying to do that you're like, oh, if you could have just had added this or you could have just added that. You know, the sooner you get it, the better chance you got that it's on our radar for V2 or VNext or whatever they call it.
Now the Avalon team's coming to the PDC, right?
You guys we're gonna be all over the PDC.
You bring a whole contingent of people.
Oh yeah, we've got a bunch of talks that are coming out. There's
really hardcore technical ones too.
There's
we've already done the introductions. Right?
Yeah, I mean we've done the introductions. The big thing will be showing a lot of the visual polish that you can do. What are the scenarios that really get enabled that weren't enabled before?
Yeah.
One of the big pieces of feedback we got from the last PDC was stop walking us through the API, right? I can read the SDK. Everybody I talked to at the last PDC. So I came in, I joined the Avalon team actually about 4 or 5 months before the last PDC, and my responsibility when I joined on was I took over as the client track owner and was kind of driving all the Avalon content for the last PDC.
Yeah.
It was a little rough for us because that's the first time we talked about it publicly. And we didn't do as well as we like. I think we delivered a great show. I think people were happy with it. But we learned a lot of stuff about how can we present it better? How can we get deeper? One talk that we'll be doing this time is Chris Anderson and a couple of the other architects. He's trying to convince me to let 3 or 4 of them up on stage. I'm a little hesitant about that. They're going to do an under the...
Why are you hesitant? Do they argue with each other?
No, it's not an argue with each other. Traditionally, PDC talks are one person, you know, one product person up on stage. And the reason there is every time you do a handoff, it costs you time.
Yeah.
And...
And he's going to be really hardcore. He's gonna dump as much info into your brain as possible.
He's going to be doing an under the hood talk. Hey, how does, you know, let me explain to you how the layering and how, what are all the basic components of Avalon, how it was built, why did we make the decisions we made?
Yeah.
Basically, the type of stuff that I want to see the dry run of that talk just so that I can see it all.
Now, when I was talking to Tony Goodhue, who's doing product planning for Orcus, which is the next version of Visual Studio, we talked a lot about business drivers. And since I've met with you guys 3 months ago, I've been around the world, and I noticed the screen size is changing out in the world. You go to the airport now, and you see plasma all over the place. I mean, Oakland Airport has probably $200,000 worth of plasma, right?
Yeah.
It drives
me nuts because I want those at home. Right?
Oh. But even at home, you go to Fry's now, you see the screen size is getting bigger and higher resolution, right? For home, I was talking to Target. They're talking about doing stores with a lot of plasma, mm-hmm. you know, or large screens, mm-hmm. because now you can have really high resolution displays for low cost. And tell me about it. Is Avalon hitting the sweet spot for the new kind of screens that are coming out?
I sure as heck hope so. I think it's going to do an amazing job. It's going to blow people away. I mean, we've got. I think that you've done a talk with Bill Hill.
Yeah.
He's got his absolutely crazy IBM monitor that does a resolution that it's shoving 3,500 pixels across by 2,500 down. So you're shoving a million pixels across the screen every single time. Avalon from the ground up was designed to be give you the resolution and scaling. It's all vector based, so everything should look gorgeous no matter what resolution you're running it on. And with the Longhorn improvements that are happening, you get basically the scaling built in for free on all those applications. So build the application, it'll work across everything. Now, with an Avalon app, you can start seeing that even today, creating one that scales for a high resolution device. And really, a lot of the stuff is all of a sudden the layout of your applications becomes a lot more interesting. Because you can't design for 1024 by 768 and assume everybody's going to be running at that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, even my laptop. Pretty much all laptops now are widescreen in the resolution that they display natively. But when you plug in a projector to them, they swap into the 1024 by 768 and kind of the traditional 4x3. So you need to be able to have your application automatically change and take the best advantage of the real estate when you're in a you know, in a portrait mode. I mean, tablets, when you start swinging them around, you're going from portrait to landscape, all that.
Yeah.
The re-layout capabilities, both of text and that in Avalon, I think that we're doing some amazing stuff there. And just the ability to have the basic layout built in letting designers plan for that as they're building their apps is just going to make things awesome.
I don't think the viewer, we can't show the demos that you're working on for PDC yet, but
you got to give me some bang for the buck for PDC.
But they're stunning. I mean, we've shown some pretty cool Avalon demos on Channel 9 already that were very exciting. But these things are stunning.
You know? I mean, they're getting better and better by the day, and part of it is. I'm super excited at the folks externally, some of the early adopters that are doing stuff on it.
Oh yeah, you showed me some retail apps
there's some retail stuff.
And
there's
some healthcare
there's some healthcare stuff that people are looking at. There's some reading experience stuff that people are looking at. There's kind of a broad range of folks that are really starting to get engaged and loving playing with the bits.
Yeah.
And the thing that I've been shocked by, we get pretty jaded here at what we call flying pixels, right? You can see a lot of nice stuff flowing across the screen. You got folks here who have been doing graphics plumbing work for 15, 20 years and know that stuff. You know, hey, there's very little things that can impress them. The thing that impresses me now is how far people are taking it beyond what we thought we could do.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool to see how much people can get done with it.
Yeah.
Hopefully
if you watch the average TV show today, like CSI, right? They put those computer simulations on the screen and you know, trying to show that some whiz bang thing, and Avalon just blows that stuff away.
Oh, it's hilarious. We were doing one demo for some folks internally, and they're like, okay, the next thing we need to go build is the UI and the experience for Minority Report, where you can just go grab things and move that stuff. And the pieces are really starting to come together to make that happen. And the level of visual polish and that we feel is necessary for a PDC demo is high, and I think it's becoming much, much easier to build it that way. So
this stuff is not just demo quality. I mean,
no, it's ship quality.
You know, at home now, people are not going to want Windows 95 experiences anymore. They're getting used to a really rich, immersive world, and Avalon's. You know, I saw some demos with, you know, video. Floating on top of video, on top of a changing background.
We showed a little bit of that. We showed a little bit of that flash in the can.
We did, but it's just getting much more.
Oh yeah, people are doing so much more stuff with it, and it's the difference is, as opposed to us building demos where we go, oh, take a look, I have five videos playing at once, all on spheres, all rotating around, and it looks great, and you go, ooh, the geek in me says, oh man, that's awesome. We're using the hardware great, the programming model works great, but that doesn't solve anybody's real problem, right? I mean, there's very rare times that you need five videos playing on spheres, rotating, maybe if you're trying to recreate the solar system that way, but it's admittedly a stretch scenario. It's showing what the platform can do as opposed to how you use it for good or evil, as the case may be. But I'm super excited by this stuff, and I think that we're gonna have a real good show at the PDC on it.
What homework project do you want to give PDC attendees? You know, there's 8 weeks left, probably six by the time this video gets to Channel 9. What's the homework project for the next 6 weeks? You know, what do you want attendees to come to the PDC knowing? Do you want them to try?
I want people to grab the Beta 1 bits. That they'll be available by the time this thing goes live as well, or if it's not, the Beta 1 RC bits are pretty darn close. Start playing around, start looking around, reading the conceptual documentation that's available with the SDK. Take a look at some of the samples. Figure out where it is that the user experience of your application needs can be improved. And one of the big things that we look at is we're seeing more and more that any application now. The bar for what user experience is satisfactory continues to go up. And you're going to want to keep going up. And I think that with some of the existing technologies, eventually you're going to hit a wall. Heck, with Avalon at some point, you're going to hit a wall. We think that wall is much further out, and that we've designed it so that it can, you know, it can be that presentation technology for the next 10, 15 years. God, I hope so. But it's one of those things. Play around with it. Look at it. Figure out what's the scenario that makes sense. Start doing a little bit of prototyping. We're going to have a big set of folks at the track lounges and the hands-on labs and all that at PDC. Bring down stuff that's working on Beta 1. Have us help you out if you're running into issues. You know, show us the killer demo, and there's nothing that excites this team more than when we go grab a demo because someone posted it on a blog or posted it on Channel 9, and we run it in front of the 350 people that work on this thing every day. And that's the stuff that gets the biggest applause, because that's the stuff that it's not us wrote. We didn't write it, and it's people that we weren't talking to and helping write it. So show us the cool stuff. Heck, you show us something really cool, we'll put it into rotation on the demos we're showing on the PDC floor for everybody else to see, and we'll call it out. I'll make that commitment.
Awesome.
Great.
Show me some cool stuff.
See you at the PDC.
Sounds great.
Thanks for spending some time with us.
Of course.
We can't.